El Paso seems to produce some extraordinary cinematographers, and I have three of them with me who are gathering funds for a little jaunt to France for a very special purpose. They're going to the Cannes Film Festival. With me are Julian Kiambao, Carlos Alfonso Corral, and Aaron Madrid. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
What fun to get to meet another trio. I have been interviewing a group of, there are three young men from Coronado High School who have even yet to graduate, and they're an exciting trio, and now here I have another trio. There's something about this, you know, it's like, and you're not stooges, none of you, so this is, something's happening. Tell me about this adventure for which you have been raising funds to attend the Cannes Film Festival.
I guess I could start from the beginning, where I met Roberto, the director, and also Diego Romero, who is the cinematographer, director of photography on the film. Mm-hmm. And it all stems back from the Philippines. I'm originally born and raised from El Paso, and I went out there to take care of family and do some studies at the same time. So when I went out there, I found a school that was called the International Academy of Film and Television, and I applied, I got in, and I was hoping to do a work-study program. And along the way is where I met Diego Romero. He was my cinematography mentor, and he introduced me to the director, Roberto, but not until I got back into the United States, into Texas. So Roberto, the director, is now based out of Houston, an Italian-born guy, but he was the head of mentors at the school, along with Diego, who was a teacher at that school in the Philippines. So one way or the other, it kind of stemmed in from the Philippines.
Oh, there's that magic of contacts.
Exactly.
The networking and an introduction that sticks. That seems to be invariably how life flows through these dreams, these projects. So we know that you, is it Julian or Julian?
Julian, well, both. Yeah.
Either. Okay.
From here.
On the border, yes. You, obviously, professional filmmaker. This is something you have studied, and it's your life. How about you two, Carlos?
Me, I just actually found my passion through film for working at the local at Fellini Film.
Yes.
Like, I mean, also my grandpa was a collector of movies, so I saw his movies. But then I started working there, and Betty, the owner there, she started showing me her whole, like, inventory.
So is it on-the-job experience for you, or have you studied film?
I studied film by myself.
Okay. All right. Independent study, shall we say. All right. So we've got formal study, independent study. How about you, Aaron?
I've always been a fan of movies because of my dad. He loves movies. I've studied a little bit at community college here in El Paso and a little bit at NMSU as well.
Okay. Tell me about the feature and tell me about what will actually be occurring in France. You'll be there May 15th through the 26th. So that's just, wow, that's Wednesday you're leaving. Or you'll have to leave before Wednesday.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, actually, you know what? Today we just got the confirmation email for our premiere. It'll be on the 18th. Of May that we're going to be premiering. So it's perfect because it's in the middle of the event.
Yes.
So I feel like, you know, we got lucky with the actual slot. And as of right now, we're coordinating with the director to figure out finalizing the lodging and the flights as of now to
prepare.
So
I'd be panicking. I'd be ready to print my boarding pass. Now, this is a 98-minute documentary titled Stop the Pounding Heart. Who wants to take on explaining the concept?
You know, we have talked to other people about it who are inquiring about the whole project. There's a limit of things that we can talk about because of premiering there.
Yes.
If we talk too much and or show any footage, that we can be pulled out of tears. So,
What exciting secrets
I know,
you
it's,
keep.
It's a bit nerve-wracking. At the same time, it doesn't do justice for the people who've helped us donate. You know, there's limited information we can give. But, you know, what we can say, it is a Texas story.
Okay.
And there are no real actors. There are real people who live on the outskirts of Houston, Texas, who are documenting. Almost call it a docudrama.
All right.
Along with that, you'll feel their environment through their personalities and their day-to-day things. This is not a Michael Bay film with explosions and anything like that. It's just tracking people.
Thank
you know,
you.
Right? This is a simple thing about tracking people and following their day-to-day. But through that, you see their life and, you know, when it comes to the politics, their religion, their love, their hate, their discomfort for things. And for me, I think it stands as a piece to really show not only a Texas story, but also our society as a whole here in America in a small way, in a small little town.
I love the thoughtfulness that goes into documentaries versus the crash, bang, pow kind of comic book stuff that some filmmaking is all about. Okay, I know that let's see, Julian and Carlos you are mainly the cinematographers, and then you, Aaron, are the sound mixer. And Julian and Aaron, you're both members of Maintain, a creative coalition. Tell me about that.
Well, Maintain is a group of like-minded individuals. Most of them paint. Some of us make music, make beats.
Oh, all disciplines.
Yeah, and we have photographers, we have visual guys, we have graphic designers.
How'd it get started?
There's these two main creators behind that. There's Ramon Cardenas, call him Ray Dub, and then there's Miguel Ivara.
Okay.
And I guess they were the brains behind that. And it's just stemmed into this. And there's been shows, there's been galleries. We were at Chalk the Block.
Excellent.
Last year, we just helped out with the Downtown Art Walk just recently.
And is it formally structured or informal? Are there bylaws and all this good stuff, or do you just get together and make decisions? How does it work?
Collectively, it does, and it stands for itself as a sole proprietorship, but there is a name. We do have shirts and attire and art that is for sale, but what it is pretty much a platform for everyone to come together and express themselves in their own way. And we as a group collectively help each other. Mm-hmm. Say someone needs to print out a photo or a flyer, there we go. We have that within the crew. We have someone to design stuff when it comes to, you know, like Aaron was saying, graphic design. So it crosses the gamut of everything. Ultimately, I think every little piece of art has its place within the group that we represent, you know. And we're all
very
from El Paso.
Nice.
It's really about friends who've known each other for a long time.
Well, I've noticed that the two of the things I know help artists sustain a viable career. The one is the kind of connections, introductions, networking. Right. Very, very important. In other words, leave the attic. You got to go out and interface. And secondly, having a helper, frequently a wife who keeps the artist organized, or a husband who keeps her organized, but somebody to help with the extras where because you're so gifted in one area, you're an idiot in the other.
Right. Yeah.
So somebody that can pick up that slack. And it sounds like this cooperative is helpful in that regard.
Hugely. And, you know, the creative director on all of it, I would gladly give credit to Zeke Pena. He's a local artist as well.
Yes,
and
wonderful.
He coordinates all of it, really. He's kind of the whip cracker when it comes to it. In my industry, in film, we'd call him an assistant director who cracks the whip and says,
yes,
this is the time slot. Why are we not here? Let's get it together. Let's
you
go.
Hate him like a brother.
and he's so passionate about it, and he's so well-rounded, like by far one of the most phenomenal local artists that I know.
Oh, wonderful. Now, the website is www.main-tain.com. You've just finished an aggressive week of fun fundraisers to help you out with your trip, and I'm sure the enthusiasm is significant, but there's still, I suspect, a little room for people to donate and help out, and that would be the website?
Yes, definitely. The website.
There's a link on that page at the very top. There's a banner. It'll take you to the fundraiser page.
And this would be applied directly to your travel expenses?
Yeah, it's all going to traveling, lodging, and food. So
those are the biggies.
I know. And, you know, looking at it now, it's quite expensive for lodging, especially because of the event happening. It's up to close to $3,000 for the two-week event. So we're looking at it as of right now, right before getting into the studio. And we might not be able to make the whole event unless we get really lucky, hit the marks, and all of our work money and everything pulls through. But at least we'll be there for 4 days to represent El Paso and also represent our film. So that's what we're really proud about.
To your knowledge, has El Paso been represented at the Cannes Film Festival before?
You know, from what I know, no. I had the pleasure to go to Venice, Italy Film Festival last year. And I think also with that as well, I don't think we either made Venice and or Cannes yet. And so for us, it's great. You know, the community has come together to help us with the finance. And that's what's the important thing. We want to thank everyone from the pizza joint putting it up, from Lowbrow to giving us a chance to do something. And then, you know, everyone who's collectively just come together to help us has just been phenomenal. And it's been the community, nothing than dealing
Isn't
with
that
the city.
Great?
Yeah, the city.
Isn't
the city. Great? There's a limit to the city, but the community is stronger.
Well, the city is us in another form, but it's really nice when you get it straight from the community.
Right.
The people themselves are there to let you know it's exciting.
Yeah.
What does this mean to you? I'm looking at your face, Carlos, and you're just beaming like, yeah, really cool. What are your thoughts about this kind of support?
There's too many words to explain, I guess, this excitement. It's overwhelming and, like, yeah, I don't know how to thank everyone. And, like, I just like that experience of just seeing everyone make things happen, acting creative and, like, thinking of different ways to approach something.
It's a kind of a high. You get so excited and hyper that because it's that doorway to possibilities. You realize what people can pull off.
Right.
Tell me about other projects that you have worked on and how your relationship working in film has evolved.
It's funny because this is basically my first big movie, or like professional movie.
Hey man, you have to go back and suffer, okay?
Right,
you can't do that.
Just lucky. It was all fate. We all came together.
Well, I suspect there's more than fate. There's got to be talent. What do you see in these two?
You know, more than anything, what I saw was actually trust and a strong relationship. As Carla was saying, and also with Aaron, this was their first film project. And for me, I had to get them together to make the film. I had 3 days. The director and director of photography were like, hey, if you can get a group together, get the team together in 3 days, and we'll do the movie. If not, then we're not. So the trust that the director and the director of photography have for me is strong, and I really appreciate that.
And you guys better come through.
And well, you know, perfect example, they already did. The fact that we're up in official selection in Cannes means that they did their job right. So it was really about a trust thing, not necessarily a technical thing. It was about having that chemistry work on set with five people. You know, five people made this film. And
I think that's maybe number three, the networking. and what was number two again? Having helpers, having people turn out to help you. And number three, that chemistry. You can't fake that when it just
definitely.
Everybody knows how to get out of the way and let greater product happen.
Yeah.
I can't believe this is your first round.
For me, it's not. I've been doing this for 12 years. So
But
it's great to work with my friends who I've known a long time who haven't done film. And I knew, you know, a little bit of training would go a long way because they have a respect for each other. So.
Yeah. Are you getting any of this, mijo, don't get too excited. This is just a fluke stuff.
Very much. You know, even everyone's like, oh, are you going to hit your mark? You're asking for a lot. We're like, it is a lot, but even though when you transfer that into euros and you go to France, it's not a lot. But I think we'll get it. We'll get it. Either way, we're committed.
What's your goal to hit?
6,600. And so far, we're about almost 50% in. And that's a little less than 2 weeks because of the community.
So. Awesome. Awesome. Well, I thank you so much for being here. I know this
thank
is a very
so
busy and exciting
thank
time. My guests today, El Paso cinematographers Julian Quiambao, Carlos Alfonso Corral, and sound mixer Aaron Madrid, heading for the Cannes Film Festival in France, of course, and heading out early next week. And their film, Stop the Pounding Heart, a 98-minute documentary, will be screened on the 18th. So let's all send really good vibes next Saturday. And to help out in this fundraising effort, go to maintain.com and drop a few bucks in their direction. It's a great investment. Thank you, gentlemen,
thank
for coming in.
Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.